Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Monday Morning Coffee with Josh, number 80. Holy, I can't believe it has been 80 episodes of my life. That is over a year's worth, with only being 52 weeks in a year. Wow, can't believe I've been doing this. But let's first off, I'm going to pour me some coffee from my pour over maker. Nice and fresh, hot off the stove. And into my mouth, and I'm all ready to rock. So, my dreams did not come true. The Patriots still somehow are graced by the one on high and seem to win no matter what the circumstances are and drive me crazy. But for all you people in New England, you can celebrate and know you guys are going off to the Super Bowl. I spent my weekend this week just kind of hanging out with a bunch of other fitness professionals down in the Woburn, Massachusetts area. Got myself a certified functional strength coach, which means I know some things about working out. So that was a good time. But I don't want to beat around the bush too much. I just kind of wanted to chit-chat today about something that's known by a lot of people, but also not. I actually commonly forget about this, and I've been reading a lot more about it lately, and that is the different body types that there are and that we all possess. And for most of it, there's three of them, and of course you can have a blend and a mix across, but for the most part, most people will fall into three different categories. And those are the ectomorphs, which are your people that are naturally lean. Think about your runners, people that go to running. Then you have your endomorphs, which are considered to be your broader people. I wouldn't ever say more sturdy built. And then you have your mesomorphs, which are ones that are considered like your quintessential athletes, per se. And a lot of times when we are trying to change our bodies and lose weight and we set goals and have images of what that 5 pound difference may look like, we're setting ourselves up and we're looking at, we're using other guidelines and markers that we see, whether that's on the internet or magazine shelves, as our markers of what success will look like, and not realizing that that person may be a completely different body type than I am. And so your end goal could possibly look completely different. If you're an endomorph, again, built not bad, all these have different qualities that are great. If you're an endomorph, you're prone to be stronger. Yes, you are prone to more easily put on weight, but what a healthy endomorph looks like is completely different than what a healthy ectomorph or mesomorph looks like. So you got to realize that and got to realize some of the great things that come along with that. Same with being an ectomorph, is you're prone to probably being more endurance-based. You can run better. You can also eat a lot more and not put on as much weight. So that's great. But so an angle or a healthy ectomorph is going to look completely different. And then same with the mesomorphs. Those are the ones that if you are one, you can look at a weight and you would just put on muscle. Fortunately, you can kind of eat a little more. And when you work out, it seems like you're always getting results. But that's just a benefit. So really, they're kind of just quickly going over some of the benefits of it. And that all of them have their skill sets. So not one is better than the other, but you just got to realize that if you kind of fit more into one category than the other, then I can't be comparing myself to somebody with a completely different body type than myself, because that's just unrealistic. It's going to set me up for failure, and it's going to build a bad relationship with my body. Using myself for an example, I follow more on the endomorphic scale. I am very good at putting on weight. For the most part, I respond well to strength. Fairly strong. So those are some positive things. So I just have to be aware that because I am awesome at putting on weight, I just have to watch out for the most part for myself, just my carbs and fat intake. Whereas if you have an ectomorph, more light and skinny, I'm probably great at endurance stuff. It's great that I'm light and good for my joints. So if I want to make a change, most likely I have to eat a little more. I can eat more carbs. I can eat more fats to put on healthy weight. And then your mesomorphic types are known to be like the fast, explosive types that have a good mix per se. So they're like the AB blood type, AB positive. You know, everybody wants it because you can't eat to anybody, but you can accept everything. They're the lucky-ish ones that are usually just a little more athletic. And that's the one that you'll see like a lot of your bodybuilders or models or advanced athletes. They kind of fall more into that type. And so really the big takeaway is to understand that there's all these different body types and you're going to fall into one category. And so when you're comparing yourself, ideally you're comparing yourself with yourself, I realize that if I'm comparing myself, you know, like, wow, I really want to look like that person, and they're an ectomorph. Like, I'm never going to be like that. If I am, I would be emaciated and gaunt. I would be so unhealthy to get there, and my bone structure doesn't even support that. And then same with a mesomorphic. Like, you got to put on the muscle as easily as they do, or that. I mean, yeah, there's a possibility, but it's going to be a lot of work. And then I might have to sacrifice family and friend time. So knowing that those things, it's you can't really change your genetics, but there's a healthy version of each one. There's a healthy and an unhealthy version of each one. And you got to find and become the healthiest version of yourself that you can be. So if you have any questions or comments, please leave them down below. You can also reach out to me at josh@joshwilliamsfitness.com. Love to hear your feedback. As always, check out my website at joshwilliamsfitness.com, where I post quite frequently. And have a wonderful day and a great week. And I will see you all next week for number 81. Bye.